Time for the KSL In-Depth. Most of us will be with loved ones over the holidays, but Utah still has a large number of service members overseas.
Command Sergeant Michael Miller with the Utah National Guard talked to us about what it's like to spend Christmas far from home in the service of your country.
We got soldiers and airmen deployed worldwide. Majority are in the CENTCOM area of operation. And, you know, the mission doesn't change. They still have a mission that they go out each and every day for. But they're still reminded of the holidays and what their families and friends back home are going to celebrate. But it's because of their hard work that we're able to celebrate. They're keeping our nation safe and serving their country to defend the Constitution and keep our country safe so we can enjoy the holidays. And it's hard, especially because of the young kids of some of our service members and what they're going to, the experiences they will miss. Fortunately today, you know, we got the internet and the capability to, you know, video chat and those type of things, but it's still hard not to be there. But I can tell you there's downrange when they're on a mission. They got a family there too, so they're able to kind of take their mind away from what's going on and then, you know, focus on the mission. And then when the time permits, they're able to reach back to their family and try to enjoy and spread the love with one another over communication techniques that we have. But it's hard. It's hard to miss those experiences. But yet, they're true professionals, and they're there to do the mission, and they're doing it 100%.
I appreciate so much Sergeant Michael Miller taking time with us this morning to hear that. And they do have a family there, too,
mm-hmm.
that the people that they are serving with are family members.
There's quite a bond, too. I'll tell you, I have a friend, both he and his wife are military,
mm-hmm.
and they have deployed many times. He's getting ready to deploy again this next year for mm-hmm. the fourth time to the Middle East and gone for 6-8 months, sometimes longer.
Mm.
But they, you know what they focus on? They focus on how great it is to come home.
Yes.
They focus on the gathering of the family after that, and they make up for all those Christmases and the birthdays that were missed and things like that. But it is it's a special mindset that these people have.
Well, our gratitude for all the men and women serving at this time of year and throughout the year, and we thank you.